As a listener to the Beef Watch podcast, we would really appreciate your feedback on the content we provide. By going to go.unl.edu/podcast and completing a 5-question survey, you will help us know what has been beneficial to you and also what you would like to listen to more of. Again, that's go.unl.edu/podcast, or you can also go to the beef.unl.edu website and you'll find the survey there. Thanks for being a listener to the Beef Watch podcast. We really look forward to getting your feedback. Welcome to the Beef Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we're going to discuss an article from the October issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled "Plan Now to Purchase Your Hay Supplies." To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by the co-authors, Randy Sainer, as well as T.L. Meyer, who are both Nebraska Extension livestock educators. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, as we record this podcast, there's still some hay being put up across the state. Some folks are putting up a laid third of alfalfa or maybe a fourth cutting yet. And then there's quite a bit of summer annuals. But in this article, you just talk about the lay of the land a little bit in terms of hay supplies in Nebraska. So let's first start off with that. What do we have in terms of hay inventory? Are we going to be in good shape as we look to the fall and winter?
Well, based on the numbers from the USDA crop report, we're pretty similar to last year, maybe a skosh higher when it comes to other hay, which would be non-alfalfa or alfalfa mix. So, and when you look back to years like 2022, we're looking way better.
And you can kind of see it a little bit in the price this year. Prices are have been a little lower for the cow-calf producer. For the hay producers, it's not been as good, but because of that number.
So let's talk about pricing hay a little bit, because this is a call I frequently get. You know, what's the fair market value for alfalfa hay or hay millet, sorghum sedan, oat hay? How do folks find out what hay's trading for?
Well, one place they can start with is the USDA Direct Hay Report, which comes out, I believe, every 2 weeks. And granted, it's based on what's reported, so it may not be completely accurate, but it gives you a starting point. Last week's report came out, and it looks like large round alfalfa bales at a premium value are trading for $90 a ton, according to this third cutting, and prairie meadow grass at good to premium per ton is anywhere from about $88 to $100 per ton. So then as you go down in quality, the price goes down as well. And this is for central Nebraska off that hay report.
Where else can you find hay market information?
There's also a hay.com, haysales.com that I go to and look at. And it's sometimes they have a lot of hay for sale, sometimes not very much for Nebraska, but it's just another source if people want to go look at it. You can price with it, too, and look at the USDA report and kind of compare them.
And then just simply checking out your local sources, seeing what's listed for sale in your local papers, market boards, social media, gives you a good idea as well.
Yeah, and NDA, Nebraska Department of Agriculture, hay forage hotline, there's some hay there for sale you can look at, too. So there's several places that give you an idea.
So, TL, you were mentioning different values for hay based on quality. As we start to think about buying hay, the time spent to make sure you have an accurate hay sample, whether you take that yourself or get a representative hay report in terms of a feed value from the seller, that's pretty important. I think especially this year, well, it really is important every year as we think about what's the true value of the hay. So speak to that a little bit as we think about going out and pricing hay.
Well, one thing, your quality is going to determine how much you need to feed to the animal. So to me, that's real important as prices continue to rise just about everywhere, even though hay prices are pretty good this year compared to, say, 2 years ago. And by testing the hay, matching it to, say, right now, most of our spring calving cows are either first or second trimester of gestation. Their requirements aren't really high, especially if we've already weaned and they're not nursing. So we can feed a lower quality hay now, but we approach that third trimester and get into calving and then peak lactation. We are going to want something that has adequate protein and energy to make sure we're meeting those animals' needs. Otherwise, we will have to factor in supplement costs as well. So I think in order to get the most bang for your buck when you're buying hay, you want to have that test done.
What are other things you should test for besides quality?
If you've been in a dry area, definitely for nitrates, especially if it's a sorghum Sudan type of hay. Another thing would be if mineral issues pop up in your area, it might be good to get mineral measures on those hay bales.
How about moisture content? Is that something folks should be concerned about as we think about hay?
So, yeah, sometimes you're buying water. Plus, sometimes if hay gets really wet, it's moldy. It reduces the quality. The other thing we don't think about is how it affects vitamin A. And those lower quality hays are lower in vitamin A. And vitamin A is really important for that cow in the last trimester. So she can give immunity to that calf. And so that's something we focus a little bit more on this year. So making sure that, you know, the moisture, the higher the moisture, just more water you're paying for, right? Plus the other issues you have is mold. And if it's been wet a lot, you could have some reduction in vitamin A and other nutrients.
So let's talk about after we've gotten the hay purchased and getting it to your place, what are some things to think through in terms of storing that hay?
So basically, you're going to want to make sure that you have it so it dries. So you're going to place it in an area where it can dry well. So if you get rain, the other thing is net wrap is going to tend to shed the water more. And so those kind of things are all really important. Spacing the bales out so they can dry, like I said, in the wind. TL, do you have any other thing you want to add to that?
I think the other thing is just we tend to suggest orienting your rows north to south and spaced at least 3 feet apart in case we get a big heavy snow to allow for drying and wind to help that. And then maybe one other thing to keep in mind is if you're bringing hay not from your area, you may be bringing in weed seeds or invasive species. So when you do go to feed it, consider feeding it in a confined area so you can kind of maybe contain a potential risk of spreading those unwanted visitors.
That's really important to you because I've known several people that have bought hay and actually added plants to their grasslands that they probably didn't want, and some of them were invasive.
Let's shift gears now and talk a little about how much hay does the cow need and how much hay should we plan to buy? How much waste should we expect? How do those factors all fit together in determining what's the hay we need to have in inventory as we get ready for the fall and winter?
Well, starting off just kind of having a rough estimate of what your cow herd weighs is going to help. And when you think about that, a mature cow is going to eat about 2.6% of her weight in dry matter a day. So if we were talking a 1,300-pound cow, we're talking about 34 pounds a day. Not everybody has access to scales, but if you can, weigh a group of running age cows, get an average. Or if you've sold any call cows in recent years, pay attention to the weight slips from the sale barn. And then just simply try to factor out how many days you think you will be feeding hay, and also make sure to take into account any significant weather events. So have a cushion in there. And then again, as your cows approach calving, their requirements are going to go up. So this may mean increasing the amount of hay you feed, or if you do protein supplementation, factoring that in as well.
The other big thing is hay wastage. So how are you feeding? Are you feeding it in a bale feeder? You know, sometimes we figure 10%. Are you feeding it on the ground and rolling it? Are you grinding it? All those things can affect how much wastage. But on average, it can go anywhere from 10. So I've seen as high as 30% wastage. So if you got 30%, you're going to have to add a lot more hay to your thing than if you got 10%. And how you feed it can make a difference on how much wastage you have.
What are other things you'd encourage producers to think about as they get ready to get some hay lined up and purchased?
So trucking can be a factor too. How far are you hauling it? Sometimes a little higher, closer to home, if you're not hauling it as far, may be more reasonable for you. And in some cases, the further away, if you find it reasonably priced enough and the nutrients are right in the hay, you might buy it cheaper there. So just shopping around, checking what people have available, I think is really important to help you make a better purchase on your hay.
I think maybe one other thing, just a simple thing to pay attention to, is are the bales put up well? Make sure they're well-formed, square shoulders, they're not sagging. And then the other thing, and this often isn't the case in our areas, but pay attention to whether they're pricing it by bale or by ton.
Well, I appreciate those thoughts. I think those are really good insights as you get ready to go out and buy some hay for this fall. Thanks for your time and efforts in putting this article together.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
But for more information on the article we did discuss in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it at beef.unl.edu. The title of the article, Plan Now to Purchase Your Hay Supplies.